应该算最后一堂了哈。那我们也谢谢那个张传道给我们这一堂来最后的那个总检讨。
I thank the Lord that now we can consider this as the last session of our seminar here, and I thank Jesus Chong for enabling me to take this session as a review session.
那个我们这个课程结束了。
And that's the end of our seminar.
当然还是要再做一个回顾的了。
Of course, we need to look back and do a review.
所以刚开始说，如果要走之前建议不听，那时候只是告诉你说马上要建议，这是一个 motivation， 不是一个 conclusion 啊。
This is in the beginning. I told you that if you have any suggestions or comments, you should hand it in as soon as possible.
一个节目过去就是一个。讲习会过去一定 要做一个回想的。
When the seminar is approaching its end, we need to reflect upon it.
你们的建议嘛，这个是 long term 的，对不对？你的第二点是这样子的，这我们本来就计划的。不是，这当中也在回答你们的建议，就是我们都有看的。
Just to prove that we have read all your comments.
现在第一部分我们要对这个你们这个学习哈，就是做一个 general 的那个，不能说 comment， 你的感觉，你想说先已经学过的了哈，学过的然后再讲未来的要开什么。
Okay, first of all, let's have a general review, basically based on the lessons that we have. First of all, let's look at what we have studied and then have some ideas as to what next.
好，这次的课程大家认为怎么样？
What do you think of the structure of the lessons to, this time? The content of it, of it?
我们在这当中我们一直给你的感，我们想要给你的感觉或是给你的信息，就是说以教会的基础的信仰。
The main message that we want to pass to you really is with the faith of the church as foundation.
然后用回问答的，或是以一种 apology， 一种那种怎么讲 apology， 一种 defense 的那种方式，一方面传，一方面 defense， 对不对的方式来跟大家分享。
Share with you first with not only in a Q&A manner, in a defense and apology method.
所以你接到你可能这个这么简单的东西哈，那个基本信仰嘛哈。
You might have thought.At first glance, that it is all just some simple basic belief stuff.
但是当你我们进到课程里面，你就晓得有的也是不容易了哈。
Then, as we get into it, then you realize that some of it is not as simple as it seems.
所以我们这次有基本信仰。
So this time with basic doctrines.
独一真教会。
One true God. One true church.
那个使徒行传。
And Acts.
其实就这三样而已了。
In actual fact, these are three main topics.
那基本信仰我们就讲没有讲几个嘛哈。
We've just covered a few of the basic doctrines.
那个陈传道讲的什么？
Preacher T.K. Chin talked about
圣灵。
Water baptism and the Holy Spirit.
对不对？那张传道讲什么
？Preacher Chong talked about
沙巴。
沙巴。
安息日还有呢？独一真神，所以是其中的两个。所以如果十大教义里面只讲两个，
So basically, we only
两个。
We only covered two out of the ten basic beliefs.
杨传道是讲独一真教会。
Preacher Young talked about one true church.
其实这个是教义里面的
fact,
十大信条里面之一了。
That's part of the ten basic beliefs.
所以我们十大信条现在讲了几条了
？So how many have we covered?
五条。
We talked about five.
那还有另外五条。
And there's still five more to go.
但是这五条是比较 essential 的。
These five are more of more essential than others.
那使徒行传我们也是以那个宣道的方式的那个就是专题的，我们没有从第一章讲到二十八章没有嘛。
In Acts, we didn't just start from chapter 1 and end at chapter 28, but instead we look at it from an evangelical perspective.
这是我们设计课程的一个。你这个课还没开始，我们就这样的一个概念了哈。
And so before, even before the seminar, we have this concept or idea.
那你们现在已经学完了，对不对
？Now that you have completed it.
那你跟这个目标有没有达到？
Do you think we have achieved our aim?
那达到了多少？
How much have we achieved?
这个是你用头脑想的，这个、你也可以祷告求圣灵带领，让你明白是本来就是在带领的了。
And ask the Holy Spirit to guide you to understand, but that of course is always the case.
有没有谁要讲的？
Anyone wants to have, anyone has any opinion on this part?
好，请说。对对。
Yes. Interesting.
When I first signed up, you know, I kind of don't really know what I can contribute. Even to the, you know, the first day I arrived, I don't really know what I can contribute. So after attending the seminar and listening to the situation in Africa, yeah, so everything starts to kind of becomes more, what do you call it, take form. It's more that I find that I will get more than I can get. So, and I really enjoy it, and I learned so much.
Learn so much, 这个他已经讲完了，以后人不可以再讲。
Whatever someone else have already said, please do not make a repetition. Do not repeat.
这句话不能再不要再讲了，就知道他代表你们，代表要讲人就讲了。
And so she represents every one of us.
好，或是你认为有哪个部分你好像没有达到你想要的？
Maybe in certain areas,
设计的课程的那个目标的。
Maybe in certain areas, you might think that, you know, we have not yet achieved the object of the exercise.
那这个可以下次我们设计的时候可以做参考。
Then maybe
这个比较有用的哈。
That would be better. It would be we can make use of it for when we're going to plan the next seminar.
那你现在也想，如果让你来教，或是让你来设计，你要怎么样来做？
You may also say that if you are going to plan it.What are you going? How are you going to plan? How will you execute it?
常常你们会想的比教的人更好。
More often, your ideas will be better than those who are actually doing it.
我们当小孩子哦，常常想说，我如果当妈妈，就不要这样子了，对吧
？When you are young,
有没有
？You will always say, "If I'm the mother, then I would do it some other way."
是不是
？Right.
如果当爸爸，我要怎么样
？If I'm the father, then I would have done it like this.
其实那个时候都有时候那时候是很好的东西。
So sometimes it may be very good.
后来你慢慢忘记了。
But eventually you would have forgotten.
学习一样。
And likewise when we learn.
譬如说你在教希腊文。
For example, you're teaching Greek.
怎么样把这个学好？
How to learn this properly?
其实学生当他教完之后，他们开始去学。后来你问学生，学生讲的会比你更好。怎么把它记住？他每个人都讲，我怎么记住？
For example,
记住这个单字，怎么样让记？
Afterwards, after everyone has learned it, then they will come back and say, "So this is how I learned it or memorized it."
因为老师已经都会了嘛，对不对
？Of course, the teacher knows the subject very well.
老师只是说你多看多写多听嘛，多背嘛。
The teacher will only say, "So read more, listen more, write more, and memorize it."
那怎么样？你不知道。
But you don't know what's going on.
好，那么请那个杨大哥。
No,
OK， 来。Okay, thank you.
I think it would be nice if we can have the more relaxing stuff in the evening. Like, you know, showing the slides or photographs of church, you know, introduction to churches. We are fine. As the evening time, so maybe it's my age, you see. it's very, very hard to concentrate. So it's something I was thinking it would be quite nice if we can have the introduction like sometime.Lunch and after dinner, because when
It's pretty hands-on now. It's very practical, but I think for the next time, maybe we can, you know, kind of have a look at some of the. because right now I find the problem is that you know, it's very hard from the teachers to pass it to us, you know, the real situation in Africa. So I always have to think that, oh, I can't really do anything until I'm there, you know, to see. It seems that, you know, I guess there's a difficulty for you guys to bring into this classroom the real condition of the Africa's missionary situation. So I was thinking if we can do some case studies, you know, like from your report, you know, how to write up reports, you know, like the way to write it. You know, you can teach us things like,
maybe next time will be better. Now we have, we cannot say assign, but we have one volunteer will come to Kenya and to West and East. We plan, and he's also willing to go in May and June. We hope, I believe, Holy Spirit will guide us. And maybe then it will be better. Okay. Because he's a volunteer, and then 这不一样的观点啊,
so because, if you're a volunteer, you will look at things from different perspective.
其实我们去久了就很习惯了。
That's the more you go, you know, you become accustomed to it.
然后我从2000年来到现在都不再照相。这个,
because from the year 2000 on, I no longer take any pictures.
你第一次去没有厕所的厕所你会照个相。
The first time you went, what if a toilet, if it is not a toilet, you would take a picture of it.
那后来你上惯了那个没有厕所，厕所也就习惯了，本来就是这样子。
But when you get accustomed to it, then you think nothing of it.
也没有再讲的了。
Yeah, so you no longer talk about it.
把这个请。
I can now see the differences between this one and the last one I went. I think in terms of practical stuff, this one is giving a lot of useful information about how we can defend the gospel. I think it's really, really useful. And also, like, you know, Michael's section on what we should bring, what we do every day. I think that is very useful. It's just giving us a lot of good overview of what we should do when we actually get there. One thing I think we can improve is the actual situation in different countries. Because I remember in the Eastern Hemisphere, at the beginning, we don't know where to go. In a lot of countries, right? You know, showing all the situations. And at the beginning, we don't have an idea where to go. But after the course, you know where you want to go. And this is the image that we don't have right now. If you ask me if I want to go to Kenya or Ghana, I don't know. I really don't have an idea. From all the presentation I've seen, I don't see any differences. Or maybe it is no differences, I don't know. But I cannot make a decision right now where I want to go. So maybe we can actually present more into, you know, what is the problem in each region or even each church. So for example, you know, in some countries, maybe there is no unity in this church. Or in another church, maybe the RE is not good, but members are, in general, they are very happy and all this. You know, they like to learn hymns. Then we know where we want to go. So maybe we can have...
Maybe next time we're better.
Or maybe in the report, or maybe in the church meetings, because we haven't read it.
And one more thing I'm concerned is that now we are all going back to our own countries, and then we are already connected here, right? But I'm just afraid, you know, after 2-3 months, we lost contact. And then our interest in Africa slowly went. So after we leave this place, I hope, you know, we can continue to have this line. Yeah, maybe through, like, all our email, we can put it up into your AMC system, so that whatever important issues that workers face, you know, you can, you know, of course not the you know, private or whatever, the confidential, more general, that you think that it will benefit the volunteer, prospective volunteers, you can just give it to email. And then we can just keep this circle going and keep us informed, and also let us be, you know, involved, and then, yeah, I think, you know, together still moving, even though we are not together physically. I think that is very
谢谢。这个我们已经有一个 proposal， 等一下我们会讨论的，不是你们呐、啊，我们讨论完之后再给你们 organize 这样。我们看你们的那个报告之后，就是把你们组织起来分队。这个 idea 是那个麦那个什么 Michael 大哥给的，那我们已经有列在这里面了。我们先就是我们等一下吃饭的时候我们会开会的。
During meal time, we the AMC we have a brief meeting and we discuss your proposals and categorize it and come back to you.
那把你们组起来，就是义工团的这个组起来。
And so formed you and volunteering groups.
那在我们的 proposal 里面讨论是让我们来带还是你们自己带自己？我们就想到那么多。那分几组？啊、哦，那义工团有一个是你们。自己带的一个团的，这是我只是在想而已啦，这个我们还没有开会，这个我只是告诉你说你这个我们已经，我意思说想的比你更多这样子啦。啊，这个 idea 是他给我们
my opinion I mean we will discuss it during dinner time，
所以这有考虑，谢谢。
那是给你们就是在讨论，
对对，但是我们有整个大架构就是了，分组，然后可能大的这个你们第一班的就是志工团第一届一组嘛。
This one big group are the first batch.
可能你就选一个组长。
Maybe you elect a leader.
这是构想，不一定通不通，然后下面分几个小组。
Then we divide into little subgroups.
Could I comment on that one? The concept now based on the sign up sheet.
对。
The AMC will know who has some gift or interest in certain area.
对。
Then it's going to announce to us about who are in have a similar interest. Okay. Then they will compare to the existing AMC plans or their programs. If say for task number one, at the wisdom of the AMC, 5 tasks got to be done, but they're only doing 2. So they could inform. This volunteer group could be 3 or 4 people, say, okay, hey, this is our overall task, okay? And we're only doing the first 2. We'd like you to either study on the other 3 or come with an idea about the other 3, even helping out in the existing 2. So that's the basic concept of how to keep our zeals connected with the existing program. Then the suggestion is continue to use the emails, either we would have our own continued discussions or communications, and then on a regular basis, now report it, consult with the AMC. But the details going to be approved and also designed by the AMC, and the event is going to let us know.
好，谢谢。Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I'm just thinking maybe we can more preaching practice, as in like, well, I'm not saying the preacher should always act as a truth seeker, but I mean, if you find someone, I know amongst us, I believe, there are quite a number who know the Bible well, so we can like have practice among ourselves. You know what I mean? As in, when we want true God, we can try. As in, well, it's like what Foo Fighters game here. Yeah, okay, but basically role play. Like, give us a topic, like what area we want to call Trinity, maybe. Then yeah, maybe we just try it out. Of course, I'm not saying. If we do this during the course, yeah, we will know how to do it. It comes with practice, isn't it? When you see preachers doing it so well, because they've done it so many times. So I would say it's a good start. Yeah, and one more thing, because if you're in a local church, yeah, if you have like, if you're really interested, okay, in learning to preach, I would say, of course, I'm not really doing it, yeah, because you know, I'm trying to like, not say wait, but to see when I should start sort of being intensive, if you like, to actually join the monarch class, if you have, yeah, in your local church, on a Saturday. Sometimes they do have that. Yeah, if you are free, I mean, just join it, yeah, and see how the, you know, the person aside, or even the preacher, how they handle the truth seekers, for example.
要开一个 homiletics 的课哈，是不是？这个好像不可能了哈。那 practice 那个陈传道，这就是一个 practice 是不是？
So both Preacher Chin and Preacher Chong, I mean, during their lessons, they've already given us some kind of practice in terms of how to deal with situations.
但一般来讲的话, 你游泳还是要跳到水里面, 我们都是干游的。
And so, so far, we have been swimming on dry land. You know, somehow, we need to jump in.
但是要是干游才能够到水里面。
But we need to sort of practice on dry land before we jump in.
所以你讲的, 若在local church, 能够practice是最好的。
So, I mean, of course, it's good if you can practice it in your local church.
Okay.
Then you can see how they respond to how you respond. You see what I mean? And from there, you pick up knowing which verse to use and what, and see how they respond. Then after, you know, because you don't have to face to face, so you hear more, and you have all the time in the world to let me check that verse. You know what I mean? So after you, because in a way, after you correspond with them, you start build up your own pattern of how to present the doctrine to them. So from there, you after that, you can evolve into, you know, start talking to you.
Thank you. 这是一个好的 suggestion. 因为如果我们在这里的那个有时候程度不一样，不需像这个 比较 basic 这个训练的话，也是从 local church 要开始的了。
So because I mean, obviously we all have different, we are at different levels, but the basic training has to be done at local church level.
好，其他的对这次的了哈，现在
come back to
想想
this seminar.
从来到现在学的。
So from the beginning of the seminar to now,
有没有达到你的？好，如果没有的话，这是过去的了哈。
If not, that can be considered a review of what happened.
我看生活起居不用检讨了。
I don't think we need to discuss about accommodations and our daily necessities.
过去我们只能感谢而已，感谢他们的接待啊什么。
我们只能讲感谢而已。我们只能讲感谢。我记得以前若宣宁会要走之前说什么被子太少了，什么东西，这个我们不会讲这些了，没有用。I don't think we need to comment on any aspect of our daily.
我们只能感谢，实在是感谢了。And
truly, we give thanks.
好，那如果没有的话，我们就另一个就是。 明年或是下一次，你想说已经有这样的一个基础了，对不对？应该如果这一班的话，还要再上些什么？And
so now let's look forward to next the next seminar. If we're going to have the next seminar, what are we going to do? And what can we do?
但是这个衔接条件就是说还需要再进阶了。如果你说不需要进阶，这个说这个前提就这个 statement 就没有意义了哈。
And so that's of course assuming that there will be a next.
怎么样？需要这个 next 吗？需要下一个吗？是啦，应该是需要了哈。 那需要下一阶应该做些哦，你。
So in that case, what are we going to do?
Next
advertisement of this event. I think it's very advertised very late. I think a lot of youth in the UK didn't actually know about this, and I only knew about this from Patrick. Sending stuff in the US.
That's
administrative problems.
Because I think a lot of youths were interested, but because they found out so late,
Okay, 这个我们昨天也有谈到过。
We also discussed it last night.
这个是整个的 IA 的行政组织的问题。
That's the overall IA administrative aspects.
你们的那个 IA 发函给 GA。
IA will send the official letters to the respective GA.
GA 再给 各个教会。
And the GAs were then forwarded to local churches.
其实这个课程我们去年八月已经设计好了。
And actually, in fact, we have already organized this seminar last August.
那是因为这个上上下下。
But it has to go through so many channels.
那也是第一次。
And because it's also the first.
好，所以下次可能会更好。
Maybe next time we will make improvements upon this.
你看下一次可下一次有可能就是在明年开了。今年我们已经谈过了，可不太可能性不太大。
We've discussed and it's highly unlikely that we will have the next seminar this year. So it probably will be next year.
那课程昨天我们也谈到过了。
We also discussed about the contents or the topics.
我们的那个课程，我们来谈之前，我们已经有一个课程的规模，你们只是帮加几个。看可以不可以加了，不可以加我们就用我们的了。
Now we already have set up a sort of like likely contents for the next seminar, but I would like your input to see whether we can make it make some additions to it.
当然，我们时间也定了。
Of course, we have already set the time as well.
我只是告诉你说，我们来这里讨论，我们已经有一个什么 preconcept 的。如果你要说这样也可以的，你没有。
Yeah, I mean, we already have a preconception. I mean, we already have some ideas what to do.
所以如果在行政这个路上有什么不顺的，那只好怎么样多带到了哈。
So yeah, in terms of administrative sides, I mean, if it is not going very smoothly, then we need to pray about it.
已经尽力了嘛，是不是
？Yeah, we have already tried best.
这个带到就不会抱怨。
When we pray for others, then you will not complain.
因为这是没办法的。
That's beyond your control.
是不是？我们只能一直建议，再建议，再建议。
We can keep on suggesting and suggesting.
那当然，我们下一次我们可能会追了哈，就是叫连总去追踪啊，或是什么，我们行政组用这个方式。
The next time we need to put in a tracking system to ensure that everything is going properly.
好，那我们回到我们的课程。
Let's come back to our lessons.
建议下次你想说，我下次来，我希望学到什么？这样子。
So if you come for the next time, what do you want to learn?
都可以讲啊。我跟你讲，我们已经有一套了。你讲了，我不一定会接受。说不定你讲出来，我们就跳起来，很高兴。跳起来就是哈利路亚，得到了什么宝贝
？So we have already have said, but please give a suggestion. We may not listen to you, but we also can and accept with great joy whatever your suggestions may be.
我讲这话的目的是说，多可以讲，想到就讲，不要。我们常常想说，我要讲一个 perfect， 就 miss 掉很多好的东西。我的目的是这样子。
My reason of saying this really is whatever your ideas may be, just shout out because I mean we always have the concept that we need to make a perfect plan, but if we need to wait until then.It'll be too late. You'll miss a lot of things.
想学什么来开始一个一个。
What do you want to learn?
你说我们这一次才谈到五个，那另外五个当然就是下一次了。
也是可以啊。嗯。
Okay, the next five doctrines.
嗯。好。Okay. Different.
Yeah, so
谢谢。好，这个 important 说是内容，我们已经有设计好了。我们的题目是宣道国的各主要教派教义简介跟那个比较。
So、
比较就是我们跟他的 defense。
One of the topics that we're going to
discuss. 我们在我们的那个 concept 已经有了。
Countries that we are currently developing, doctrinal comparative studies with different local denominations.
是这样子吗？
No.
好，那你。
Thinking if all the relevant information can be like put together, like you know, this is all about Kenya, this is all about Ghana, then you.
I know, 这个像你要不然 you want to know detail, 你没有去的话很难，除非我们那个你做出来，这个可能可以吧。
So, you know, if we talk about toga, then we only want to see picture of toga. And, or we want to see Kenya, we only see picture of Kenya. No? You know, while we're talking in Kenya, all of a sudden, a picture of Nigeria comes in. And you say, oh, this is
okay.
A Nigeria church. And then you jump back to Kenya again.
Michael大哥这个做起来可能就可以弥补了吧。
There's a proposal being considered by EMC, you know, send the volunteers that are going to EMC so-called countries one by one, documenting not only the church location, just like you know, Jeremy and also Peter said. First, if we want to talk about Togo, you have a map. Then within, I'm talking about slideshow now, okay? Then you identify major cities or the major roadways, then where are the churches? Then from there, you click the church location, you have relative either church founder, chapels or how they service. Also going to the soft side, what are the members or conditions? Okay, their demographics and also their RE programs. Okay, and what are typical life? If you go there, what are the relative county pertinent information you should know? So the concepts now talk about church, nation by nation, region by region, or maybe local by local. Okay, and also talk about RE programs and also our evangelical program, our pastoring programs, what they will collect. And it's going to be a pretty comprehensive effort, and maybe the next year, our current year, I think we're thinking about maybe to focus on three or four countries. We may not be able to hit all the nine countries, but that'll be a good program. Now, whatever left behind, we're going to rely on, we're going to quiz the ministers, okay, we have no way to go there. Do you have any historical photos or current pictures you could offer it to us, and then we set it up. And then the final concept, eventually it will be a CD. Firstly, we post it on the IMP, Internet Ministry Program, or www.tjc.org. Then when whoever comes up for the next year program, we will have a CD for them to take home with. It's just an interactive CD. You click it, and you can see all the pictures, and also the mini reports. So that's what now Pastor Preacher Guo was saying. It's in the plan, but again, whatever ideas you have, go ahead, present it. I'm taking down some of the notes. So we'd like to see the local church's condition, also he mentioned the local other denominational major religions, whatever you have.
Okay, it's pretty good, huh? Very good. Okay. And this, yes, for the next, no, you accept everything.
I take it. I'm sure the topic that you desire are pretty good already, so.
No, not, it's talk, really.
And then we can pick and choose.
Okay. One more.
It'd be interesting to have some more practical sessions.
Practical session, yeah.
All of us have different gifts, and some want to go over there to do RE, some want to just give sermons, some want to just go door to door preaching, some want to do pastoring. But obviously, in those settings, it's very different from what we do here. So you know, for example, RE lessons. What kind of RE lessons do you deliver? Is it the same as here, or are there special ways of giving a lesson? And I thought, you can maybe have mock RE lessons, someone who's delivered RE lessons over there can share their knowledge of how to do it. Maybe you can use graphics or what's their level of understanding.
Okay.
For sermons, for example, I think in terms of the content, the level of understanding that they may have. So it might be a good idea to maybe have practice sermons and preachers can comment on whether that kind of sermon would be good for them to listen to.
Okay.
Because I'm African English.
You
can't talk like the way we talk over there.
Yeah, you have to be
just following on from what Raymond said, it's just I noticed that you have, you know, drafts for 20 lessons of Bible study prepared by Brother Jason, and it would have been quite nice to have a look at those, and maybe voice an opinion of, you know, what else we could do to develop that.
Stuff he prepared before or after the trip?
I think he did it after his trip.
Is it?
Yeah. I think he saw the need.
Jason.
Yeah.
I think Preacher Chen, he know better.
He's written 20 lessons of Bible stories in simple English.
I don't think you should be worried. You should worry too much about this, really. I mean, just speak normal. Don't try to turn the screen into African English. Don't do that. Because after we've got interpreters to go with you. Well, very powerful, you see. Don't worry.
Don't worry.
I won't worry about what I should say or whatever. No. As long as you can speak clearly. Your sermons, your contents flow from one point to another.
Okay. Any suggestion for the contents subject?
Well, by what we said already, I think the doctrine obviously is the general, is the main thing that we need to know before actually going out. And I think the one thing that worries that everybody is that when you get there, you don't know what to expect, and also you don't know what you can contribute. If you say beforehand that we can have some sort of information, what's needed and what we need to do, and that's most helpful. If that CD can be done quite soon, that I think that would be perfect. If not, then we still wait for another year. We still end up waiting and doing nothing.
Okay. If the CD is done,
yeah,
you have more information. It's not done, you just go, you know. Really?
But the point is well taken, though. We would do our best, try to not only look at it from our perspective, but from local members on their perspective. What do they really need? By just talking with them, because we have been trained from, you know, picking up different points from the same population. So we would be talking to them, but in the general conversation, maybe we could observe or notice their needs. Because there's a suggestion that should we bring somebody, local members, or to here to participate in this type of seminar. It is really costly, and also you may not get an overall really good representative picture or information. So the suggestion is we send a team of volunteers going in and live with them, stay with them for a couple of days, knowing their life, knowing their conduct, so we could abstract some ideas or even interview them, get some basic idea. Then you will arrange it in a nation by nation, region by region, or even local church by local churches information. So it's much easier to search to get the basic information when you're ready to go, because the next time, if you have been assigned to these 5 churches, you want to know as much as you could before you go there.
Coming back to Johnny's point, this is a bit of concern about what they expect at all. Yeah. And I tell you, all the expectations are better than expected before going, after you go, everything is good. The first point. Second thing is, you will be assigned with someone who has quite a bit of experience. Anyway, you won't be left alone to do your fighting, you know, they put you in the water, you don't know the swim, no, you won't be let into the situation. So I won't worry about that. Really, honestly. All the ones who have been coming with us, just come, be fed, and then just follow the preacher and listen to what the preacher tells them. That's it. First trip. And second trip, they can do their own, they're limited.
It's not really not about worrying. It's about that you're going there, you're not contributing. You
will.
Yeah,
definitely.
It's a big waste of time.
That's why I tried this time. I think you will. Once you're
come with me in February, by now.
Too early.
April.
Yeah. Guys.
Maybe the next lesson, maybe you can have one class on just the local customs and etiquettes, like body language, what kind of thing you have to watch out for, that we don't offend. Or like different Kenya or Ghana, you know, what are the special etiquettes? Yeah, to watch out for. It just makes sense, you know.
I think
that can be done through email. You don't really have a lesson.
Preacher Chen can give us so such a lesson. Yeah.
It's all the same thing, isn't it? You're talking about your concern about what you're going to do. You want to speak something to offend others, you know. I think about just, if you don't want to offend people here, then you don't say the same thing over there. It's good to be concerned. Consolidate all the physical aspects of the situation, is that it'll be very wonderful. But that is actually not hand-on experience. It's good to have an overview. That's it. Oh, it's all about. It might even put you off. You, by looking at that CV, so horrible. You see, so the first time I read, I did not see anything. Nothing. I didn't ask for anything. I asked a preacher and say, what I'm going to do, what I need to do. He was going to give me a list of 30 over things, and then he decided not to give me anything. He just said, go and have your vaccinations. He didn't tell me what I needed. Because I don't need him to tell me, I just go to the GP, GP say, when you go to this country, you need this and that and that. Okay, that's it. Done. Great. I mean, it's good to ask. But I think you just go there.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Right. I mean, if you worry about this, so.
I think it's just more encouragement we need.
Okay. Next time, I think we will, Michael Young will finish this CD or DVD, and I think the problem will solve.
Could I make a comment on that one? I think we are really looking for additional volunteers. The reason they are talking to me seems like because somehow I put this one down as other section, so you guys do not know about it. If they have put it down, say, okay, I got baseline documentation or no documentaries. So if you are interested in that one, I'll make sure that AMC knows so, because we need more than just one person go on.
I'm not interested in that.
But please know, okay, if you are interested in that one.
OK， 这个广告谁要接受？他征求同号有没有人
？He's seeking person or persons with similar interests.
How many weeks?
Two to 3 weeks. To start it in early the end of May, and also maybe that's the end of beginning of June.The first 3 weeks of June. Because in the States we have Memorial Day, right? Memorial Day is by the end of the May. So first 3 weeks of June. If you're interested in pre-step MC, also we could arrange it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I go to shooting all the videos or their lives, I got to have some reporters, right?
Yeah.
You'll be on the studio all the time.
You like what happened here, women?
Okay, we have a sister. He can go anytime.
Huh?
I remember you asked, right?
She came married.
She came married.
But you tell us you can go anytime.
Oops.
Huh? Yeah, really. Hey, you write down, we remember anything.
You
不要说你谢谢，我们是很 concern 的。你说 anytime 我们就记住，所以我们那边有分类啊。像你这是第一类，就是要找的，第一就要找你。
She will be a newly wed bride. We don't want to touch that.
We have 1 year of.
Okay. 是啊，你可以去啊，跟你先生去啊。
I can go.
Yes, and with him together.
Good.
Volunteer.
Okay, one day.
Yes.
Now we need somebody. Urging.
Oh.
好，很抱歉了，那个杨大哥，你的广告不成。
That's okay. I think we're going to get some email response.
Okay.
I think what Michael just mentioned is quite important. You know, despite the fact that you don't need that to go, but it's very useful. So I think one of the main purposes of this documentary definitely is to help the other brothers and sisters in other parts of the world so that they know what is going on within the Ministry of Africa. And this is not to glorify oneself or others or those workers. As Paul did, after he went, after the first trip, he came back and he told all the others what he did. Why? To encourage one another. To offer, to pray for each other. I think this documentary issue, documentary work is very important. So that people can offer more, you know, they know God's will is there. So don't think that is not important. It's important. As I said, as long as our heart is right. Left hand being what, right hand knowing or not, it's not important anymore. It's our heart that counts. So the purpose of the documentary, you know, work is to promote the awareness of all the other brothers and sisters who have not known about the importance of preaching the gospel. For example, when I was in Taiwan, two brothers and sisters came along and said, "What's going on with Africa? We were told, you know, it's just not good." Not good. I said, "What do you mean by that?" I was not only curious, but I was a little bit angry. What have you heard? People will cheat you, you know, they rob you, I said, "No, you got the wrong story." So after talking to them, you know, for some time, oh, I see, but we don't know. Nobody has told us anything. So I think Michael Young's idea is important in that sense, so that people can actually contribute, not only in terms of prayer, but definitely we need financial power to work for God. As you know, three powers are very important, isn't it? Power, men's power, financial power. Without any one of these, impossible. So it's very important.
Here's my commercial agent.
In Africa, in this case, then they always say fundraising.
Fundraising.
I think Preacher Chin is correct. Now, it's not just for our future seminars, but also to let the entire worldwide TGSC members aware of what's going on. Because once you see pictures, it's easier to put your heart in it. And if they see, this is the condition of the classrooms, or this is the condition of the chapels, or even services locations, we will get more and more people committed to participate to help. So a lot of different objectives or different functions. That's why we'd like to get your input and also get your ideas. Again, we may not be able to finish it today, but feel free to use the email. Because right now, at this point, the trip will be right now shooting for first 3 weeks of June. The end of May or early part of June. And you'll be going to East and West Africa.
The people, if some members outside this room would like to go, would it be okay?
Need to check with AMC.
Okay. Because we can always go back to our local church and maybe somebody can take time off and would like to.
I think volunteer, if they apply, then if AMC pass, I think everybody can go.
If that's the case, you need to let everybody know that that's what's going on, and we need people to have some sort of advertisement, so when you request people.
Really? The church need you.
Take that photo.
TVC website.
Yeah.
Advertise on TVC website.
Yeah, it will be done. First of all, this concept is going to be converted into a business plan. Our share is a business plan, a work plan. Okay, and submit it to AMC, have AMC endorse it. And once it becoming endorsed, of so-called as their official task, then yes, now we will go through this network and then I'll post it on the IMP or TGSC website. However, I believe the current MC's concept of policies now, they prefer to send whoever have attended this type of seminars to go there, because it's much more prepared, much more organized. Instead of just dropping somebody to go. Again, a big decision will be made by the AMC board. It's not up to us to decide. However, I think your point is correct. Now we want to get people to know not only about this project, but also especially about this seminar, and also the entire Africa ministries. So a lot of different layers of the so-called PR also spread the word, let people know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think I will try to go back and then I'll arrange the time if I will have help and maybe I will.
Okay.
Is there a reason why it's June? I mean, you said Memorial Day?
Yeah, because I'm looking at the ministers of the current MPs on sort of their schedule, and also it's pretty tied to my own personal plan, because for such a major project, we can't do it in the next 3 months. It just takes a lot of preparation. We need to talk to the ministers, also local people, find out if I want this type of information, where could I get it? Okay? And also read a lot of ministers before, so we understand what we could expect to get major locations. So because of that, in Martinez, the earliest one we could do is now, it is three weeks from now. Then looking at their schedule, again, we'd like to have the time now, both East and West have ministers around here, so we could go there visiting them and also shooting some pictures about their seminars, their services. So that's the major reason.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because you mentioned Memorial Day.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking Thanksgiving. Only on Thanksgiving is it being more.
Yeah, it might be too late, because on the ideas. Now, if we have this one done, it will still take about 3 months to do the so-called post-production
MC
process. Then eventually send it back to AMC for next year's use. If we do it by the end of the year, we may not be able to get it in time for next seminar.
Mm-hmm.
So again, but if you have a special time, you can make it, send it to AMC, and obviously we could modify it.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is pretty limited.
Mm-hmm. Okay. 好，我们下一次，现在初步的计划哈。
So this is our initial plan.
就是下一届是这个班哈，是明年的1月8号到8号到14。
So the next seminar, the second seminar will be held next January 8th to 14th.
应该是9号了，9号到14号，9号就像现在一样，9、14、13、8号报到这样。
So it's more or less an identical week next year, 8th to the 14th.
那我们的课程现在还没有完全定下来，我们有几个大方向，灵界辩证、教派简介、卫道学、危机处理、教牧协谈、教会增长。
So a few topics
that
we'll have.
那个,
there will be spiritual discernment and introduction to denominations, apology, and then risk management, then pastoral study, and then also church growth. Of course, we have some practical sessions as well.
这实际课程就是当地的宗教
The local religions
那个宣道国的基督教
and the Christianity is there
还有会做的日常生活
and also daily lives in Africa
这个就是他那个DVD的事情 好，这还有没有什么事情呢
Any other thing else?
没有的话我们就一起默祷
Otherwise we'll end with silent prayer